To establish the subject, you return through the carpet of cloud. The children are setting off for school. Later, before anything happens, the day steals by to its close, electronic machines silenced, movement arrested. Without election, she, he stares at five senses. As yet, there are no cadences, there is no narrative. She, he has partly returned, as the newly returned do, full of a fresh wonder that will evaporate by nightfall, and a chancily discovered knowledge. In part he is here, in part she is there, in the boulevards, the crooked corners, the rigorous fountains, the hidden prospects. She, he would try to explain it as a condition in which stillness is impossible, rest unachievable, where the organism is rigid, at once locked in spasm and perpetually in movement. Against this, the unincarnate lies on an island of blue against a background of deep red, richly embroidered, and places its small hooves in the lap. From this deeply worked enclave, exile, absence and space are banished. Island and city, without and within, oval, ovular. He, she, no longer in fertile youth, laid claims, wished to rise high, perhaps an overreacher, but this is to speculate. Wherever she, he went, figure and field, the city packed its purposes densely about his feet. It disguised its want, flowing without pause between walls, pavement, street, river, the separate traffic, the day, the hour, the minute, the second of birth to the day, the hour, the minute, the second of death. To meditate on death enriches life. If a you found me, how, when, where? 2. Secular pontiff might say, in the city there is recognition of the monstrous in our nature. The tapestry's bright aisle holds it at bay. The voices soaring in the tall, narrow gloom of St. Eustache offer ritual balm, the note within range. Here, the first scapegoat. Ahaz Ver wanders the streets. His quest to repeal the one unpardonable crime. His sentence to wander perpetually. Sentence to the sentence in the doom of repetition. What merits this sentence? Perpetual return, fixed gyration, always the puppyish fawning movement, always stasis. May the lady release us. Listen to me, city, I am banished. My crime is the first crime, to throw love from the heart. In legend, I refuse the saviour. Illusion speaks truth. They deny me a threshold, shelter and drink. Thirsty and homeless, I wander. I threw love from my heart. I committed treachery. I spoke nothing. Copulating with silence. La Salpêtrière gathers up this eye, as it gathers up each night its derelicts, rigid and lost, dispassionately collects up damage, mends, patches, sorts, sends out back into the oblivious day or night. The patients tell a story filled with painful peripeteia. Deprived of everything, they are satisfied with little. Enumerating their pains, sensations they have carefully analysed and recorded. Manifestations of nervous disorder. The good doctor sees they are subject to irresistible impulses which entice them into perpetual vagabondage. Their behaviour is psychopathic, dysfunctional, continually seeking something else, impossible to continue an occupation undertaking, needing the solace of perpetual gyration, pathological. The heart's deviations, rendered as psychopathology. Now to love and betray, to love love, to seek betrayal, to return one to love, to find love and betrayal inseparable, is that a pathology? Or love and betrayal of one substance, one flesh, one lady, one unicorn. Hutchin, Gutchin. In 1190 were massacred in Norwich, in Bury, in Stamford, in York, all the Jews of those cities, by barons impatient of their debts, by crusaders fresh from holy wars. But Ahasver was a Jew, as Judas was a Jew, as Jesus was never a Jew. He had not given away his circumcised birthright, spilled it for interracial pottage. A mon seul désir, of her own will, the lady renounces. She gives back the gift, mute, equivocal sign, pointing each way. Thank you.